From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The summer campaign season is in full swing. Members of Congress fanned out across the country during the week's recess to march in parades, knock on doors, and make their case to the voters of their districts. There's been a lot of talk this year about the anti-establishment mood among voters, and one race that will test that dynamic is on Maryland's Eastern Shore. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It's 102 degrees. Amy Colley has her T-shirt sleeves pulled up onto her shoulders. She's been working in the fields out back behind the produce stand at Clayton Farms.
These watermelons are ours. We've got tomatoes. We have lima beans. We're known for our sweet corn. A lot of people come for sweet corn tomatoes. It's just an Eastern Shore favorite.
Clayton Farms is a family business on the highway, smack in the middle of Maryland's Eastern Shore. Here's one thing Colley is an expert at: picking a ripe watermelon. It should sound hollow, she says, and hoists a long, fat one up to her ear.
That's a good watermelon.
Now, picking politicians, that's harder, says Colley.
I don't consider myself picking one side or the other. I never claim myself a Democrat or a Republican either.
Colley is like a lot of her neighbors. When November rolls around, she checks out the candidates and chooses
whatever sounds right and fair and equal and is going to treat everybody fairly. I think that's what we're for.
It's what makes this district so inscrutable. Many people will tell you they're not too keen on either party. They hover somewhere in the middle of the political spectrum. For years, this part of Maryland was represented by Wayne Gilchrist, one of the most moderate Republicans in Congress. That often angered his party. And in 2008, Gilchrist lost a primary challenge from a man who is much truer to the GOP, Dr. Andy Harris.
Hi there. I'm Andy Harris.
Hi.
Dr. Harris, running for Congress.
Harris is making the rounds of a 4th of July parade in Severna Park, a part of the district that's closer to Baltimore and much more suburban. The parade is classic, complete with an antique fire truck and kids wheeling their pet ducks in a red wagon. Harris marches in the parade with dozens of his supporters.
People are enthusiastic. They're looking forward to November. I think they want to change what's going on in Washington. They want to change the direction of the country, and they realize they get a chance to do it on November 2nd.
Though Harris won the GOP primary in 2008, he narrowly lost in the general election, even though this district went big for John McCain. This year is a rematch, and Harris says the wind is at his back.
Look, on the issues that people care most about, the wasted stimulus money, the energy tax with the cap and trade, other bills that increase spending, the congressman hasn't been on the right side of the issue, and I think those are what people are going to be looking at.
Harris says the guy who did win, Congressman Frank Cradaville, made an early mistake. Cradaville voted for the stimulus package passed in early 2009. Harris hopes that vote, plus the anti-incumbent mood among voters, will bring him a win this fall. But wait, is the voters' mood anti-incumbent or anti-establishment? Because when it comes to Democrats, Cradaville is no normal partisan, and not every Republican thinks the stimulus was a bad idea. Take County Commissioner John Cole.
Without the dual effort of the stimulus and your support, we would be nowhere.
Cole is sitting down to lunch with Democrat Frank Cradaville at the Market Street Public House in Denton, Maryland. Cole is a lifelong Republican, a fiscal conservative who is thankful that Cradaville voted for the stimulus. The federal money saved teachers and police from being laid off and funded a new section of the local highway. So Cradaville isn't apologizing for that vote.
The stimulus was a good thing. It's a good thing we did it. That's not inconsistent, I don't think, with saying we've got to put some mechanisms in place that force us to make tougher decisions.
In other words, says Cradaville, when it comes to the economy, both the Democrats and the Republicans are right. And that's just the kind of politics these Marylanders like, says local businessman Brian Tyler.
Well, I think in this district, it is a difficult task to balance the need to be both open-minded, liberal, and conservative. But if anyone could do it, I think he's done a pretty good job.
So, if the pundits are right and voters here want anyone but the incumbent, that could favor staunch Republican Andy Harris. But if voters here stick to their centrist character, they might actually favor the incumbent, Cradaville, continuing this district's independent streak into the next decade. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.